This performance is an original work of creative fiction, owned by me, Talking Smut, and the writer. It is protected under copyright and Creative Commons licensing. My work is for adults, by adults, and about adults. This is a work of fictional fantasy and does not condone or promote harm to anyone in any way. Do not host, use, fill, or adapt my work for commercial purposes. Do not download, post, host, or rehost my work without the express permission of the artists involved. The effects are from freesound.org, and any music is used under license. Please enjoy this feature presentation. Hey, baby. So, did you have a good time? Oh, whoa. Whoa. Are you drunk? Fuck. No, don't. Just stop. Just stop. I'll help you into the car. God, you can't even walk straight. Get in. Get in the car. I am not doing this in public. We'll discuss it when we get home. Sit up straight. So I can get your seatbelt on. You're so sloppy right now, you probably can't even do that for yourself. Jesus. Now, I'm going to go get back in the driver's side, and we're going to go home. Sit there, and don't puke. It's all I want from you right now. Typical. God, jeez, fucking traffic. It's 2 in the goddamn morning. Fuck it. You know what? I'm taking the back roads. Might take a little longer, but I'm not going to try and deal with post-bar drunk drivers on the main roads. Don't touch me. Yes, I'm fucking angry. Because I told you not to drink too much tonight. You have an important day tomorrow, and the only reason I let you go out at all was because you promised you'd only have a couple of drinks. Now you're going to be hungover tomorrow, and you're not going to be at your best. I'm angry, and I'm fucking disappointed. No. No! I'm driving. Keep your hands to yourself. No. No. I don't want a blowjob. You're not going to fuck your way out of this one, young lady. It is much more serious than that. Do you want me to get into an accident? I said keep your hands to yourself. Sit there with your hands in your lap and keep your fucking mouth shut. I swear to God, touch me again and you're going to regret it. What? How much worse can it get? Oh, my dear little thing. You really want to ask that question right now, when I'm this close to slapping the shit out of you already? Fine. You want to do this before we get home? This is as good a place as any. Just a dark back road. I'll just pull off to the side here, turn the lights off, and there we go. Now, what were you saying? So you got some of that liquid courage in you, and you're feeling mighty brave, are you? Okay, then. Since you've managed to put your big girl pants on, tell me why I shouldn't drag you out of this car right now, bend you over the hood, and beat your ass until you can't sit for a week. Really? Right, because you're an adult and you can make your own decisions. Oh, not good enough, sweetheart. We discovered early on just how shitty your decision-making skills are, remember? And you asked me to help you do better. You asked me to make your decisions for you, and you'd take whatever consequences I gave if you messed up. Do you remember that, young lady? Uh-huh. That's what I thought. You don't just get to toss that aside when you feel like getting plastered. Open the glove box. You heard me. That's right. It's a vibe. It's a duplicate of the one we have at home. You've been a brat lately. Enough that I've had to discipline you plenty of times. So I suppose I'd better have tools available whenever I need them. Take your seatbelt off, spread those legs, and put the vibe in your panties, right up against your clit. Now? Now, turn it on. Does that feel good? I know how horny you get when you've been drinking, but don't even think about coming. You come before I give you permission, and the punishment will be worse than your booze-addled little brain can comprehend. Now, reach over here, unzip me, and get my cock out. That's it. A little uncoordinated, aren't we? Too bad. Get it out in the next 5 seconds, or I'll make you kneel in the gravel outside to blow me. There we go. Now, get me hard. Come on. No, I'm not hard already. Having a sloppy, drunk little brat mouthing off to me doesn't get me hard. Hearing how sorry you are, or what you're going to do to make it up to me. Now, that might help. So tell me, brat, how are you going to show you're sorry? Who says you're sorry? Well, I guess you're right. You haven't shown any remorse yet. Let's see what we can do about that. Turn the vibe up. Keep stroking me. I can tell you're trying not to moan, sweetheart. You're not great at hiding things. That's fine, though. Keep trying to pretend you're not bothered by the vibrator. I know how to break you, young lady. And you know that as well as I do. But the stubbornness just gives me an excuse to punish you harder, so, you know, keep it up. Spit in your hand. That's it. Get it nice and slick for my cock. Fuck. I see you biting your lip. You want daddy's cock in you, don't you? In more than just your hand, in your mouth, or your pussy, or your ass. You're a sweet little cock slut, especially when you're drunk. I remember, before our deal, how sloppy you'd get almost every night, and you'd beg me to fuck you. Even when you could barely stand up, you'd spread your legs for me and beg me to use your body, soft and warm and pliable from booze. And you want that now, don't you? You want me to pull you into my lap and fuck you right here in the car, or bend you over the hood. Or bend you over the hood and fuck you out there in the middle of nowhere. Keep stroking, slut. No, you can't blow me. You don't get to do anything to me except use your hand. Turn the vibe up. Wouldn't my bratty little girl just love it if I shoved my cock inside her right now? You've got me nice and hard, and I can smell how wet you are. I'd slide right into that greedy little cunt. I could fuck you nice and hard, keep the vibe on your clit while I pound into you, and make you come on my cock while I pumped a load into you. Getting close, brat? That's it. Rock your hips. Don't you fucking stop stroking me, or I'll leave you here on the side of the road with nothing but your vibe to keep you company. Get right to the edge for me. That's it. Good girl. Ah, good girl letting me hear those sweet moans now. You can't help it, can you? Even if you tried, you couldn't keep them in. You're too much of a needy whore. You want to come? Yeah? Then come for me. Come for me. That's it. That's it, good girl. Ride it out. Keep moving that hand, slut. Jerk my cock while you're coming down. What do you think you're doing? Turning the vibe down? You keep it right where it's at. Oh, it's too much. You're too sensitive. Too bad. Let's see how much of that courage sticks around with that vibe pressed right up against that swollen little clit of yours. And did I tell you to stop stroking? Move your fucking hand. I don't care if it's hard to concentrate. Useless little fuck meat can't even give a hand job. Give me your hand. I'm going to wrap my hand around yours and show you how to stroke daddy since you're incapable. Now that I've removed the burden of such a simple task from my brainless little slut, you can focus on coming again.
Oh, yeah.
Turn the vibe up. Yes, I'm fucking serious. You gonna argue with me? Oh, little girl, keep digging your own grave. I have plenty of time and a list of punishments. You want to find out what each and every one of them are tonight? That's what I thought. Now turn the vibe up and grind yourself into it for me. That's it. That's my fucking filthy girl. Fuck, your hand feels good. Oh, yeah. Not as good as your warm, wet mouth or your tight little cunt, but you don't deserve to get your holes filled tonight. Maybe not tomorrow night either, or the night after. Oh. My mouthy little brat. You really think you can handle going without my cock for 3 days? How about we make it a week? 2 weeks? Turn the vibe up as high as it'll go. Just do it. Now, come for me. Right now. Come like the slutty little fuck doll that I know you are. Come on. That's it. That's my girl. Don't you fucking move that vibe off your clit. Again. I said again. You come for me again, and maybe I'll let you think about taking the vibe off. Come on. You can do it. Grind against that vibe while I fuck your hand. Be a good girl for daddy and come. Come on, let's go. Fucking come, or you're going to keep that vibe between your legs for the rest of the night until your clit's so numb you won't be able to feel it for a week. There you go. That's it. No, you can't take the vibe off. I said I'd think about letting you take the vibe off. I'm thinking, no. Yeah. You're sorry? Use your words, young lady. What are you sorry for? For getting drunk? Okay. And? For talking back? Yes, that's a big one. What else? Oh. Come on, slut. You can come up with more than that. Oh. What's the matter? You can't think with the vibe on your clit. Oh, poor baby. It's almost like you brought this on yourself. I'll tell you what, I'll help you out, since you can't seem to do two things at once. You can say this. I'm sorry, Daddy, for not trusting you. I'm sorry for thinking I knew better, even though I know you only want what's best for me. Say it. Again? Again. Say it while you come for me again. Yeah. Come for daddy, baby. Come on, come with me. Now, take the vibrator off. Go on. Good. Come here. That's it. lean into me. That's okay. Cry all you need, sweetheart. I've got you. Come here. It's okay to cry into my shirt, baby. I don't mind a little mess. It's okay. It's all right. Let it out. You did so well for me. You took your punishment and were such a good girl. My best girl. Are we done with punishment? No, not quite, sweetheart, but the worst of it is over. I'll take you home, get you cleaned up, and make sure we have plenty of water and painkillers on hand for tomorrow, and get you a nice breakfast to help you settle your stomach before you have to do anything important. But we're still going to discuss your behaviour tonight, and you might have a few extra chores this week. That's my good girl. Snuggle into me. We can sit here for a little while longer before we head home. Oh, your clit hurts. Oh, yeah, that was the point. Tell you what, be a good girl and put your seatbelt back on, and I'll take you home and kiss it better.